Hi, my name is Nairobi Moss, and I am the Health Education Advocacy Prevention Coordinator and Sexual Health Educator and Trainer at Sister Love Incorporated in Atlanta, Georgia.
So now, what are some of the most outrageous, crazy myths that you ever heard about HIV?
Wow, I've heard some stuff. I've been doing this a while. You know, the interesting thing is I find that in older adults and, like, old people of color in the South, their biggest thing is, if I share forks with her, if she's, you know, if I come over to her house and she's cooking, can I get it? The whole cooking business is always interesting. Another thing that's always interesting to me is the fact that you find a lot of men that are like, oh, you know, I'll just, you know, have oral sex with her and it's cool. Because we don't necessarily look at oral sex as another form of sex. Like, we know anal is real sex and we know vaginal is real sex, but we kind of play oral down a lot because you have a lot of people that would engage in oral sex or unprotected oral sex and then turn around and try to put a condom on and have sex when they've already shared body fluids. And so, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, it's just head, it's all good, you know, not looking at all the other things that can go along with just getting oral sex. One of the other ones, and we actually did this when we were doing a risk assessment, and the risk assessment game goes, if I'm sitting in a hot tub naked with someone who has HIV, can you get HIV? And I was like, yeah, they're sitting in there naked and their juices are just going to be flowing out to you. And so I'm like, yeah, you can't get HIV through osmosis. You're just not going to get it by sitting in a hot tub naked with somebody. Nobody's juices are going to come crawl over to you in a hot tub.